Beginning bringing the body to as comfortable a stillness as we have in this moment. Sitting cross-legged or on a chair or in some supported posture, could be lying down or standing. But we're going for a stillness we can comfortably maintain for about 25 or 30 minutes. In the first moments of sitting, establishing the posture, stillness is dynamic. There's just a swirling, a settling, swaying. The spine finding its place, center of gravity settling. Finding a clear uprightness, the heart over the hips, head over the heart, neither falling forward nor back nor to the sides. Letting the belly and low back relax and shoulders. If we can. And often with the finding of the vertical channel, the breath will open a bit. Inviting a deeper breath can help that also. And just do a simple review of the first few steps of mindfulness with breathing, Anapanasati. Beginning with the posture, and then bringing awareness, mindful attention to the breathing that's always happening. You just connect with the breathing in and the breathing out. This first connection, just knowing when the breath is coming in and when it's going out, this is really the basis of the continuity of practice. We'll take a couple of moments here, just finding this initial anchoring into the here and now. Breathing in and knowing the breathing in, breathing out. Knowing the breathing out. As we are connecting with breathing, you'll notice that some breaths are longer, some shorter. We notice the length of the breath by being aware when the breath begins and how it continues and when it ends. And you have a sense of, oh, that's a long breath. This is a short breath. And you can feel how much the breath moves through the torso. And every few breaths, you feel the impulse to breathe a much deeper breath, let out a longer breath, and then the breath settles back into a shorter rhythm. And so one way we can work with the first two steps, moving into the Anapanasati sequence, is to work with them as just tracking the natural breath. The first step after bringing mindfulness to in and out breathing is to know the long breath as a long breath and the short breath as a short breath. Sometimes we do that sequence in order on purpose, doing several longer breaths and then several shorter. You can do that if you want. Or you can just let the breath come naturally. But notice that was a longer breath. That's a short breath. As we begin to track the length of the breath, just the activity of looking for the beginning, middle, and end of the breath will tend to lengthen it. So that's fine. Breathing in a way that's comfortable. Knowing whether there's a long breath in or a long breath out. Knowing when there's a short breath in and a short breath out. And then step three is to connect with the whole body. Breathing in, feel the whole body. And breathing out, feeling the whole body. Breathing in, sensing the body in its posture, the whole body in this shape. Breathing out, sensing the whole body in this shape. As you breathe, feeling the whole body, you might feel a kind of energy wave through the body with the breath. Or maybe just you feel the subtle sensations of somatic presence through the body, a little tingling through the limbs, the sense of weight, the sense of filling out the space of the body. But really feeling breath and body together, and you can start to get the felt sense of the full body breath. And as we have a sense of the whole body, just relaxing the body, any extra activity or activation, engagement of the musculature. Let that settle. If we can, relaxing around the eyes and jaw, shoulders and belly. Wherever you find tension, relaxing it if possible. And then this fourth step of relaxing or settling the body also means not following impulses to move, so settling more deeply into stillness. So there's a relaxing, and there's also a relaxing of impulse. Maybe the arms get a little heavier where they're resting. Even the breath may become shorter or gentler as we are relaxing the musculature of breathing and the intentionality that comes behind the breathing. There's still probably A bunch of short breaths and then a longer breath. You begin to drain the doing away and rest more and more into just being the breathing. Deepening into stillness in this way. Noticing the vibration and energy that blooms gently through the body as the mind is quiet or has moments of quiet anyway. And really let that pleasure or ease, whatever is here. Let it be known if this sitting, breathing, resting, relaxing, any aspect of it that feels good, letting that open and blossom in attention be appreciated, be felt. And you can spread any good feeling through the whole body just by focusing lightly on it and breathing with it. These are the steps of rapture and ease. We cultivate the basis of bliss by just opening to whatever gentle pleasures are here. And then connecting with the heart mind. Is already happening as we orient towards stillness. But in these steps, we do the same thing in the thinking mind as we did in the body. We connect with it, the field of the emotional and cognitive, the field of knowing and feeling. And we invite it to become silent, to settle. To relax and to not follow impulse into further thought and story. The basis of this second tetrad is to build on the released body into the perception of pleasure. And based in the perception of pleasure, even gentle, subtle, almost insignificant sometimes it feels, but based in that, any bit of feeling good we can find, it's much easier to let the heart and mind put down anything they've been carrying and just rest. Rest in the body. In the here and now. Rest like floating on one's back on a softly bobbing, very gentle wave of the breath. And the quieter the body and mind become, the brighter the pleasure, the ease. A kind of luminosity through the body begins to spread. So we'll play with this. If it ever gets too complicated in the mind, just go back a few steps. Go back to relaxing, or all the way back to knowing the in and out breath. And then softening the body, softening the mind, receptive to ease. And we stitch together the moments from here, taking in the nourishment of silence and the brightness of the heart. So we'll sit together in silence from here. close the sitting with the chant of the mantra for Prajna Paramita, the goddess of the perfection of wisdom. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhi, swaha. I'll sing it around and join in. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva. Gate, gate, paragate, parasangate, bodhisattva.